Hello, how are you guys doing? I'm feeling touched right now. So who's enjoying the Build Tour so far? Yeah. So in this session, we're gonna talk about web apps. I'm sorry, it's me again. So you're gonna hear again Italian speaking English. But later, don't worry, we have a lot of other great speakers that are going to talk about different topics. First of all, let me ask you, how many of you build web applications? Just raise your hands. Don't be shy, raise your hands. Okay, quite a lot. Great, you're all my friends for this session. And what I will show you here is how you can modernize your web application, not just on Windows, but also across other platforms. And in particular, doing so through what we call Progressive Web App, PWA. So have you seen a PWA before? Let me show you. I have two applications here. One is a native app. One is a PWA app. So which of these is native? Come on, who thinks is the one on the left is native? Raise your hands. Who thinks the one on the right is native? And what about all the other people? You're not sure, eh? So the native app is, I don't remember. So the native app is the one on the left. Yes, you may be right. And the one on the right is a PWA. And the trick is that they are so close that you cannot see as a user the difference. Just a moment. I need to be touched again. So, in fact, if you build a great, wow, thank you very much to the staff, by the way, that organize all of this. Thank you, guys. So you cannot. Oh, gosh. I don't move. So you cannot tell the difference between a web application and a native application if you do this application correctly. In fact, a great web applications look exactly like a great native application. And so that's a PWA, Progressive Web App, and that is what we are going to talk about today. So what is a web app? And let's talk about the journey. In Microsoft, we've been working on web apps for a while. We started with pin websites, then with Windows 8, we introduced the package web apps. Then with Windows 10, we introduced the hosted web application. Progressive Web App is just the evolution of that. It's a web application that works across multiple platforms, that builds on top of standards. In fact, you can use a Progressive Web App on Windows, but you can also run it on Chrome, on Firefox, and Android, and iOS, and any other platform that supports it. Behind the scenes is using W3C standards, and it is also tapping into the native platforms that each of these user agents provide. On Windows, it works across all devices. So it works on PC, it works on mobile, on HoloLens, on any Windows 10 device. The characteristics and the benefits of a Progressive Web App is that it's network independent. It can be installed, it can be linked. It's responsive, it's faster. And we're gonna see a lot of this right in this session. So how do I build one? And this is the topic of this session. I'm going to build a Progressive Web App from scratch, and I'm going to show you how you can build it step by step. The very first thing that you need, and I'm going to move slowly here, is start with a great experience. Eventually, if you don't have a great website, you know, you're not going to have a great web application. So here's the website that we're going to use today. This is a website that we use in Microsoft. Internally inside Microsoft to publish new builds of Windows to the Windows insiders. So we have a lot of branches internally, and when we are ready to publish a new build, the engineering team use this tool. So for example, I can search for a branch, and I can see all the characteristics of how people are using this, this branch and self-hosting internally in different rings. Right, so this is the application that we're going to use. And notice that it's responsive. So we also made sure that depending, it's going to adapt to the different form factors that you run the application on. The first step of building a Progressive Web App is to add a manifest file. A manifest looks something like this. It's a W3C document, specification, And it looks like it is a JSON file. It's a JSON file that describes the characteristic of your web app. For example, the starting page, the language, the icons that your application will use, the background color, the descriptions. And there are a number of informations that are provided as part of this manifest. You can build this manifest yourself if you like to write JSON, or you can use a tool that we made available. So let me show you this tool. The tool is called pwabuilder.com. This is the tool that we're going to use. Microsoft, as well as contributors from the community, are working on this tool, so you can go and use it today. And so let's get started. It's a simple wizard. First step, I need to provide a URL. So let me take the URL of my website, which is hosted here on azurewebsites.net. And I'm just going to paste it in the text box, and I'm going to get started. What the tool is doing right now is analyzing my website, and is building on my behalf that manifest file. So this is the manifest file that I need exactly for my application. And it also gives me some warning. For example, it says, I'm missing images for this app. So let's go ahead and add the images. I'm going to upload one image. And then one of the things the tool does is it generates all of the images and the assets required to run a PWA on any platform. And when you take Windows and Google and Mozilla, et cetera, together, there are a lot of images that you need. So it can become quite handy to have a tool that does this for you. All right, at this point, you can start downloading these assets. And so I already downloaded the assets here. And so on the left, I have my website running locally. And here on the right, I downloaded the asset. So I have a manifest and I have my images. And so I'm just going to import this into my project. And then I'm going to open my website using VS Code this time. The very first step is to link to that manifest from my index page. So you can see that now the manifest is here. So this is the manifest file that I just downloaded from the tool. And then inside my index page, all I need to write is link. Need to put rel equal manifest.json, and then I need to specify a type. Guess what the type is? Manifest. So very creative. And there we are. And now I've linked the manifest. That's it. That's all it takes to create a manifest and add it to your project. And what's the benefit of this? Well, the benefit is that you're already improving search engine optimization with this step. In fact, search engines will be able to discover the manifest, will learn more about your web application, and will be able to show better results. For example, in this case, Tradio is using the web app manifest. It's a PWA. And in this case, Bing is going to show it as a native app in the search results. This step was easy. Let's go into the next step, which is make it work in offline. Or make it work when there is a limited connectivity. And to do this, we're going to use a new feature called Service Worker. Service Worker is a new characteristic, a new standard features from W3C, and help you improving the way your website and your web application work with the cache. Normally, you have the website, you have your server, and the website will just connect to the server and make HTTP requests in between. The problem is, if you don't have connectivity, or if you have a bad connection, it's going to be slow. And so the service worker sits in the middle, and it's something that you have access to as a developer, and you can call and use to cache content locally on the client. So let's take a look at how this works. I'm going back to my website, and actually, I'm going to use the next step now of the tool. So next step. And PWA Builder is going to generate the service worker file for you. I'm going to select, in particular, the architecture of cache first. So every time I can, I'm going to use the cache locally. And if the resource is not available, I'm going to go online. And PWA Builder, as you can see, gives you a snippet of code that you can add to your website. The first one, it's here. I already included it in my page. And so let me just uncomment it, and then I will explain you what it does. In this code, I'm checking if the service worker is available. And if it's not installed yet, I register it. So you can see service worker register, and I'm registering for the first time the service worker in the website. The service worker is nothing else but a standard JavaScript file. In fact, it's all running inside this PWA builder JS, which I have here. I started pre-populating this file, and notice that I just have an array with the files I want to cache, and that's it. The rest is empty for now. So let's go back to the website, and let's take a snippet of code that I want to copy. So I'm going to take this one. Voila. I'm going to copy it. I'm going to bring it here. And the only change I need to do is actually update my variable name. This is what the script does. First, I listen to the install event of the service worker. So the first time the service worker gets installed, I'm basically going and pre-caching all of the content locally. Let's go inside this pre-cache function. The pre-cache is adding all of the files to the local cache. And notice that this cache is actually a service worker function. Then the next important thing is the fetch function. The fetch event occurs every time that the website tries to make an HTTP request against the server. So every time there is a request, the fetch will be called first. And what the fetch is going to do is going to check if the resource is available on the local cache. If not, then it's going to go and get the resource from the server. All right, so enough talking. I'll show you this. Let's see this in practice. So I need to now run this local website. And so I'm going to use Bash to run this Node.js website. And just a trick, if you don't know how to use it, you can type Bash on the file system that you enter, and it's going to open a console right there where I am. And then the next thing, I'm going to run an HTTP server, which is going to create the account, the local environment for me. And then I'm going to copy this. And let's go and navigate. And actually, before we do this, you remember what was the behavior? Let me refresh the page here. Notice here on the right what happened to the log of events. They get loaded one by one, but every time I refresh the page, I lose the cache. What this service worker does, it actually caches that exact list of events. So let me run now the new website with the service worker, and voila. You can see now that all of the log files are immediately there every time I refresh the page. And we can do this because we are caching this content locally. Now, I was caching just one file there. Imagine if I do caching for more files in this solution. So let's go back here. You notice I was caching just this activity.json file. Let's go and add more here. So I'm going to add a lot of the files in this project to my cache. I'm going to save, and I'm going to show you a video of what happens when you run this this project. On the left side, you see the website running without Service Worker. On the right, with Service Worker. And so you're going to get two benefits. One, it's much faster because the content is cached locally. And secondly, you're also transferring less bandwidth. And transferring less bandwidth means that you can save on cost of bandwidth and servers. And so all of this is possible using the service workers. Next, now we have a website with a manifest. We have service workers to run offline. I want to publish this web experience. And to publish the web experience, you have a few options. Number one, of course, you want to publish to the web. It's a web experience. And so let me go here to the next step. And with this tool, we give you all the resources that you can just copy to your website and publish this progressive web app to your web server. Let me do this, actually. So let's go here. Let me close. Let's just push to GitHub. I'm pushing to Git because then my Git repository is connected to Visual Studio, and so it's going to do continuous deployment of my solution, and then back it's going to update my Azure website with this service worker. The other option that I have is to publish it to a native platform. And we give you the tools to publish to Android, to publish to iOS, but also to publish to the Windows Store. And you have two options to publish to the store. The first one, if you don't want to create an account, you can just give us your email and name, and we're going to use a default account from Microsoft. So you give us your content, we're going to publish your web application to the store using a standard account. And if one day you change your mind and you want to take ownership, we can transfer ownership of that application to you. The other option is that you can download the application locally, which is what I did here. And so once you download the application locally, you're going to get a number of files, project, and basically we give you all of the files that you need to publish that web app. We even give you a PowerShell script that allows you to test immediately the web application locally on your machine without even installing Visual Studio yet. And so let's run this PowerShell script. It's going to run, and it's going to deploy the app on my machine. In fact, if I go now to the Start menu, I see a new application here on the top called the SES Tracker. And if I launch the app, voila, now my website is running as a native app. What do you think? Actually, this is not great. It's not great yet. Because if only the only thing you do is wrapping your website, you're missing on a lot of capabilities. In fact, a progressive web app can call into a lot of native capabilities. Once you publish to the store, first you're going to have a PDP page, a description page of your app. And so you can start using new commerce API, you can get feedback from your users, you can manage how your web application will be presented to the users. But next, you can also do something different, something new, something you could not do before just on the web. A PWA is running as a standalone window. It's independent from the browser process, and so it's going to be faster, and it's running with a special cache, and so you almost have no limitation in terms of how much content you want to cache locally. If you have a website with, let's say, sounds or music or video, you can cache all of these resources with the service workers. You can run better offline, as you saw earlier, and then finally, you can also call into any Windows 10 API. And so let's go back now to my application, and let's see what this looks like in practice. I'm now running the PWA as a web app. I'm going to search for my branch, so let's search for FBL, and I want to navigate through these branches and publish one of them. And to do this, I'm actually going to use the same tool that we use in Redmond. In Redmond, the team that works on this application has a red button. And today, I'm happy to share that the red button is with us. So this is the red button that the product team uses to publish a new application. The first thing they do on this button is actually they use the button to scroll, and you can see, and decide which build to publish. So let's see, which one should we publish? This one is a quite high release score, so there has been a lot of testing internally, 98.6. So let's go with this application. Let's click launch. And to publish this web app, I'm not going to do it with the mouse. I'm not going to do it with the touch. I'm going to do it with this button. So you guys ready? Let's do a countdown. 3, 2, 1. You need to count with me, otherwise it doesn't work. Count in Chinese. And voila, a new Windows build right now is being published, and it's now live using this hardware button. No, of course not. I was kidding. No new builds of Windows right now. We'll have them probably next week. But here's the magic between this button. You might think, what's special about this button? Well, let me open this button. And what you see here now is a Surface dial. Ah. Exactly. I was using a Surface dial in this case to connect to my web application. And I'm doing that using a native API in UWP. In fact, that native API is just part of my project. if I go back to my web application, I'm using some JavaScript code here under release tools that call into the Surface DAO. You can see that I'm checking if I'm running this web application inside Windows, inside the native container, then I have access to any Windows API. And so in this case, I'm using the namespace of windows.ui.input.radiocontroller. And I'm creating a custom menu and custom actions to respond, in this case, to this physical button. But this is just an example of what you can do. You can connect into the calendar, into the contacts, into other hardware characteristics. You can do anything that is possible on a native app from your website, from your PWA. This is just a quick summary of what's possible in terms of web applications on Windows. To summarize this, I invite you to join the Windows Insider. You will find a new version of Edge that has support for service workers behind the flag. I invite you and encourage you to build progressive web apps, and feel free to use the tool that we show you, pwabuilder.com. It's available now, and it can be used for applications that you run internally, as well as web applications that you run externally. Do try to modernize your application. Call the UWP APIs. And then finally, if it makes sense for your scenario, publish online to the web, but also publish to the Windows Store, and we are here to help you. Tomorrow in the workshop, we're going to go deeper, and we're going to do this together. Thank you very much.